Hey everyone. It's Friday, September 16th, and this is your Ryerson Weekly Wrap. I'm Kayla Kiefler.
And I'm Chase Stark, and we're your hosts this week. We'll be talking about tuition hikes and conflicts between the RSU and the CFS.
And we'll also be speaking with Ryersonian reporter Patricia Karounos about how Ryerson needs to get over Drake. Here's Chase with more.
Thanks, Kayla. More tuition, more problems. The fees never seem to go down, do they? We hear it every fall. Ontario has the most expensive tuition across the nation. Right now, it's about 30% higher than the rest of the country, according to a recent report from Statistics Canada. Also every fall, Ontario tuition is hiked by a small but significant amount. This year, it's up 3%. This brings Ontario's average tuition fee up to $8,114. Check out the full story by the Ryersonian's own, Olivia Chandler, on our website.
Okay, so get ready for a lot of acronyms with our next story. An RSU report on the CFS, that's the Canadian Federation of Students, is raising questions about how your union dues are spent. This is the first time the RSU has formally evaluated its relationship with the CFS in over 30 years. It's found that many of the services provided by the CFS are redundant or could be offered for less. The report also criticizes CFS's efforts to lobby for lower tuition rates, which is one of the primary mandates. This year, the RSU will continue to pay the CFS to the tune of $500,000. Our political reporter, David Greenberg, wrote an in-depth piece about the report. You can find that story on the Ryersonian's website.
Ryerson's former Vice President of Research and Innovation is making an unexpected return. Wendy Sue Geer had been named Brock University's next president, and her term was to begin last week. But just days earlier, Brock canceled her appointment without publicly saying why. Sue Geer will be returning to the Ted Rogers School of Management as a tenured professor, but not till next year. She's now on leave. Kayla, talk to me about the new Ford book.
That's right, Chase. News from Doug Ford. This week, he's announced he's launching a book. He says it's bound to throw some of the media under the gravy train. It is co-written with his late brother, former mayor Rob Ford. It will be released late November. The Ryersonian asked some students around campus what they think the title of the book should be. Some suggestions include Crack and Cocaine and The Man, The Meth, The Legend. You can find that video on the Ryersonian Facebook page. Check it out and suggest some titles of your own.
It's September. The air is crisp. We know what that means. It's hockey time at Ryerson. The women's team hit the ice last Friday. They won their first exhibition game 3-2 over the Carleton Ravens. After a disappointing season last year, the Rams featured 8 new faces on their newly revamped roster. The women's regular season begins in St. Catharines against the Brock Badgers on October 13th. If you wanted to catch a game closer to home, the Rams will be at the Mattamy Athletic Center on October 20th.
This week in our Opinion Corner, we're going to address a subject that most Ryerson students have something to say about.
Me to come up here and do one song, but I don't do one song, you know?
Drake.
Patricia Karounos joins us now to address this. Thanks for being here.
Patricia, you wrote an op-ed calling on Ryerson to, quote, get over Drake. What compelled you to write this?
Well, I saw the cover of this year's Student Agenda, which has a really nice illustration of Drake standing in front of the SLC, but doesn't really have relevance to, I guess, our academic year. Drake has nothing to do. He's visited Ryerson, but he doesn't stand for Ryerson. He doesn't represent Ryerson. He certainly doesn't make sense for him to be on the cover of our agenda. So that really got me thinking about how much we've adopted him into our Ryerson Circle.
Because this year it was Six Fest on campus, correct?
Exactly.
Sponsored by the Six, which is a Drake slang term.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that Drake has been good for Ryerson?
I do. I think especially the first time that he popped up, it was really good for school spirit. I remember I would, like many students, was sitting at home watching on Twitter in total shock. And you could see just how excited people were, how proud they were that this was happening at their school. I even remember seeing future first-year students being like, I'm going to be at the school that Drake went to. So I think it's been really good to kind of ramp up morale. So in that respect, yes. But I think there comes a point where we have to move on. And we're at that point.
Do you think it's possible will Ryerson be able to get over Drake? Or is that something that we have to stick around with a little bit longer?
We'll see. I mean, I'm over Drake. Maybe other people will get over Drake. But I think as long as the students' union is kind of pushing that front, it'll be something that we'll have to deal with on a long-term basis.
And just one more question. Who would you want to be our new Drake?
Our new Drake?
Our new Drake.
That's a good question. Maybe we don't need a new Drake. Maybe we just need to figure something else, something out where we can be proud of Ryerson without having a celebrity front it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here, Patricia.
Thank you.
That's all for this week.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
And be sure to tune in back again next week.
I'm Kayla Kiefler.
And I'm Chase Stark.
And this was your weekly wrap.